Blog Talk Radio.
For bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners. And for myself, this is always a pleasure to be among the people that want to hear the words of Yahuwah, especially so many. But this makes me, I should say, feel outstanding. You know, we all have talents. Probably going to speak on that a little bit. Each one of us is involved with certain talents, and we may not even know that it's a blessing. We work every day and do something, and someone else sees it, and you don't, because it's something that you naturally do on a daily basis. To speak a bit more on that, a talent, what is it? It's something that you are instinctively born with that gives you unique skills and abilities. A talent is set apart from knowledge, that it is not a learned behavior, although it can be strengthened and practiced. The Bible tells us that we're all born with distinctive talents and gifts that are set apart from each other. When you discover a talent that Yahuwah has given you, you use them to glorify Yahuwah. You will experience a full life that our loving Yahuwah wants us to feel and experience. Although talents, we can find a unique calling in life, using these talents to help others, to help improve their conditions and also your own, but not to deceive others with your talents that you have learned, because this is often done. For instance, in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse number 20 says, "And so he had received five talents, and came and bought another five talents, and saying, Yahuwah, thou hast delivered unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained besides them five talents more." Now that's a good thing, because in doing this, you might hear what it says in Matthew 25, 21. 21 says, "His Yahuwah said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things, and unto the joy of thy Yahuwah." So now, as I spoke before, when you misuse these talents to deceive others, you may not want to hear this, which is told us in the book of Matthew, again, chapter 25, but this time, 26 to 29. 26 says, "His Yahuwah said unto him, Thou wicked and sorrowful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I had not sown, and gather where I have not strawed. 28, therefore, the talent, take the talent from him and give it unto another which had 10 talents. 29. For everyone that shall be given, he shall have an abundance. But to him that had not shall be taken away even that which he had." That's a terrible predicament to be into. And so that's why it was explained that way. It's a terrible predicament because we all have a history, and we know that we have a history in the world past and present. Our history starts from our birth to our death. Those who fail to learn that history correctly, they're just soon to fail or repeat it. They're simply doomed in this world and the world to come. This is why, in this program, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. There's always a lot to learn. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending this broadcast. We teach you straight from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word. There was even a few things brought to my attention the other day I didn't know myself. I'm going into the word of Yahuwah, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and thou found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m. and an online class to 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To get there, just enter Tribe Yada on the search line. After click enter, just under the big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. But in doing this, choose tithes and offerings once again, following the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to those Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also, while there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar because it will help keep you, your family, and friends, that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. This time, click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also send out two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will only experience hearing a dial tone. Remember the book of Sirach that tells us, chapter 6, verse 6, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to mention, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international number of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will only get a dial tone. But remember, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire recorded show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, enter the three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voice of the True Israelites. Choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. You know, don't forget, we are the children of Yahweh. We are called the Blessed Peacemakers. You'll find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. Remembering that, when you call and listen to our program, and you happen to miss it, we will actually be continuing our program on Pal Talk. For those of you who would like to listen to the program, it's going to be repeated after the normal broadcast. You'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. And on this, you'll find we will be discussing the Bible topics that we had in the program by Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing and Shadow. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. When the broad talk ends before teaching time, we will still continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So we can get on to our teaching. Let's pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, the Elder, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, on that. That's excellent on your part. And when the Elder be saying it's not wise to call to try to teach, because there's so much information that have been hidden from us, that first of all, we have to lay the foundation so you can make sure you're saying the right thing. So I'm trying to come behind what the Elder just got through saying, which is a great thing. So what we'll do, we're just going to get the network going, and we'll see which way the Messenger Spirit is going to take this lesson. But it's so much information that have been hid from us and been twisted by our own brothers and sisters. And then when the other nation got their hand on it, they dobbed it up some more. So it's just so much stuff we have to try to, you know, get back in order. And we'll leave it like that, because the more I keep rambling on, the more I'm going to get myself into something. So let me just go and get the broadcast going at the Mother Spirit lead the lesson. But we got a lot of new listeners on, and we have to set the stage with some historical documents facts. And we'll read a little bit of that after we find out who's going to be on stage. We'll read a little bit of some historical documents facts. And once we're able to see clearly on this information, then if you do the right thing according to what Yahuwah got written, it'll open up to you. But until that time come, we'll leave it like that. Let's see if we're on stage for the night, episode part 145. See, like I remember 145 already. Okay. All right. So take number 145. Let's see if the young lion is coming on stage for the night, episode part number 145. So we meet the young lion with a loud voice, Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, up-and-coming young lion, teach out of camp one.
Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel. Oh, see, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, young lion. Let's check and see his mother Eve. Will she be coming on stage for tonight's episode part number 145? Mother Eve, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, one of the most out of camp one. Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Mother E. Well, we know Mother Zia at the desk getting ready to address this national audience a little bit later, so we'll leave that like it is. And I just want to kind of get off of some things, because got a lot of new listeners, and by doing this free teaching, a lot of basic questions have came up. But we know one thing. We want to bring everybody along. So them basic questions have to be addressed again, and we're going to do it. So that's the second. We're the servant of Yahuwah. We, it's no need us going, and when you got a whole bunch of people that don't know who they are and think they everything but what the Almighty told them through their fathers and from the elders, told them exactly who they were, but it don't got away from everybody. And that's why a ministry must come and start putting this thing in order, so we'll leave that like it is. We're just thinking we go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 there, young line. Let's get a couple verses on the table, because what I'm trying to say, we can hold up on what I'm trying to say and let the Bible do all the talking. Matthew 10, 19 says what?
The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
Mm-hmm. But it definitely going to deliver you up, no doubt about it. You're going to be delivered up, especially if you is the one that's carrying the word, and it can be proven, you will be tried. Luke chapter 12, verse 12 says what?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Now, regardless of whatever I got on the table, it is not going to work. But we go on to Lamentation, right past Jeremiah, and look at 1 through 12. We don't know why they're going now, but we're going to look at Lamentation, right past Jeremiah 1 through 12, and we're going to see what can we do with this. Matter of fact, read one verse at a time. Let me see. Do the mental spirit want me to take care of one verse at a time? Lamentation 1, verse 1. What's in that's read past Jeremiah for all the new listeners? Read past Jeremiah, you run to Lamentation 1, 1. But before you get to Lamentation 1, 1, I got to read this historical document facts. Let me read this historical document facts first. Then we'll read Lamentation 1 through 12. Now, I'm looking at a historical document fact. It's coming out of called a Hebrew Aramaic Dictionary, page 509. Let me see, can I read what this says? It gives like 4 points. Got 4 points. Number one point it says, number one, the Textogrammaton, YHWH, appear without its own vowels, meaning no vowels in it. And debatable names came after the name. This is on page 509. Debatable names came after this name, and these names was Jehovah, Yahweh, well, I just spelled it, YAHOBAH and JAHWEH. Good. I'm going to skip down to number 3. The divine name YHWH appeared only in the Bible. 4. What it says here. The meaning is much debatable. YHWH chose a people personal to carry the name of YHWH. He cared of personal people. He chose and gave them a covenant. It first appeared in the biblical records in Genesis 2, verse 4. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they was created. Heaven and earth, and the name that was given to Seth, S-E-T-H, was YHWH. Okay? Good. Now, what does it say? He says, this promise began through Moses, to whom explained that he was not only the one exists, what it say, but he is the YHWH of Israel, YHWH of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He says, I am that I am, in 3:14, was spoke to the fathers as YHWH. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. So, in Exodus 2, 6, verse 2 and 3, it letting you know plainly that he spoke to the children of the book by the name of YHWH. Okay. Now, I'm going to read a couple more here now, and I'm just going to stop it right here. Now, I won't, because I'm going to be touching on something in a minute. It says another Starker Documents Facts. Oh, it says all my readers should be intelligent to know that the original Bible was not in English. England started talking about it in 449. It became official language in 1382. The original writing was in ancient Semitic, now called Hebrew. And in the Old Testament, Greek and Aramaic. The word, now this is very important because it's going to take us into this lesson to understand these right here. The word Jew, Gentile, and Greek was unknown when these manuscripts was written and closed in 96 AD. So now, when you see these words Jew, Gentile, and Greek, you're gonna have to figure out what do they mean, and the only way you're gonna figure out what they mean, you must be taught. And this is what we're saying, not arrogantly, Lee. You must be taught, because when you see the word Jew, Gentile, and Greek in your English Bible, it's a substitute for something. And until we break it down what is substitute for, you're going to always be stumbling at that Jew, Greek, and Gentile word. So what we're going to try to do is break these words down for you to let you know that was not in the manuscript. So, and keep one thing in mind, what he said about something that's not in the manuscript. You tell the children of Israel to understand something. Let's look at Numbers 15, 16, and 29, young man. We look at Numbers chapter 15, verse 15, 16, and 29. So you see these three names right here. You have to know what to put there, but all the way you'll know what to put there, you must be taught. Now, listen carefully what Numbers Moses got from the Almighty to tell Aaron and his son to tell the children of Israel this. Tell them this. Numbers 15, 15, 16, and 29. What do you say? Come on, young lion.
Book of Numbers. Chapter 15, verse 15, verse 16, and verse 29. Book of Numbers. Chapter 15, verse 16, read. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that shall journey with you, an ordinance forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahuwah. Verse 16. One law and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger that shall journey with you. Verse 29. You shall have one law for him that enters through it, both for him that is born among the children of Israel and for the strangers that sojourneth among them.
Mm-hmm. So he told them in the book of Numbers that the children of Israel must abide. They have to be close to the anointed leadership to show them exactly what he wants. And he told Moses, tell them, I want it one way, my way. That's what he said. So now go to Deuteronomy 4:1 and see what he said in 4:1 there, young Ryan. What did he say in 4:1?
Deuteronomy.
4:1 and 2. 4:1 and 2.
From Deuteronomy chapter 4:1 and 2.
Verse 1 reads, now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. Verse 2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish off from it, that you may teach the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Mm-hmm. So, he's specifically talking to the children of Israel, the do's and the don'ts. And he says in 12:32 what? A Deuteronomy. Then he came right back and said it one more time in 12:32 of Deuteronomy. What did he say in 12:32 that we can read?
In the book of Deuteronomy,
chapter 12, verse 32 reads, what things soever I command you, observe it, observe to do it. You shall not add thereto nor diminish from it.
So, again, Moses started reminding Aaron to tell his son, to tell the children of Israel, do not add or take away. Now, as time progressed on in the book of Wisdom of Solomon, in the book of, not Wisdom of Solomon, Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. What it says we can read in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. And Solomon, the wisest man in the world, he read all these scriptures. He compounded off of them. Then he wrote what he knew that was written in Numbers 30, Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. What do you say?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Verse 6, add you not unto his words, lest he reprove you, and you be found a liar.
See, and you will be found a liar, because you jump down his words and you get all tangled up in his words. And so in the book of Hebrews, what got to happen? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. What can we read in Hebrews 12, chapter 5, verse 12 through 14?
Going to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 12 reads, For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of Yahweh, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. Verse 13. For everyone that use milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their sense exercised to discern both good and evil.
Mm-hmm. Now, read verse 13 again. Now, see, that was a big verse there in 13. What did he say in 13?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 13. 13 reads, "For everyone that use milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is
Stop right there. See, everyone that use, read it again, and stop it right there. That's a big verse. Listen carefully to what he's saying. Paul is addressing Southern Kingdom and the Northern Kingdom that's got permission to come back to the temple. So he's addressing them with this statement again, one more time. What did he say again?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 13. 13 reads, "For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness."
See that? So when you, that's big verse right there. So that's a big verse right there. That's a big verse right there. What is he talking about in 625 of Deuteronomy? What is he talking about? That you are unskillful in righteousness. See, you can be smart as a whip, but you can be unskilled in righteousness. Now that's big. That's a big verse right there. So Mother E, what is he talking about, unskilled in righteousness, that we can read? What can we read of Mother Deuteronomy chapter 625? What are you talking about?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. "And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us."
So our righteousness is doing what, Mother? Hey, Mother. And so that is our righteousness. So our righteousness when we're doing the Torah instruction first by our books.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can be unskillful and righteous doing the Torah keeping. We can understand, we can read verses, and we all good at that, and we can run them out. But now this righteousness he's talking about, Mother, is in the 23rd chapter, "You unskillful in righteousness." Okay. What do you mean you unskilled in, and we can read in Jeremiah 23, verse number 6?
Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. "In this day, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Yahweh of righteousness."
So we can be unskilled in the righteousness, which is Torah instruction, but the righteousness is really unskilled in who? But what if it be unskilled in the word of who? Mother.
Wow.
Let these national audience to know you can be unskilled in what?
In righteousness.
Unskilled with the knowledge of YHWH. According to verse 6, you can be unskilled in the knowledge of YHWH Yahuwah. See, that's what we're saying. See, you can be unskilled in that name and his program. And that going to throw you off, and you're going to be all over the place. And like we just told you soundly, that the word Jew, Gentile, and Greek, it was not in the manuscript. So now if Jew, Gentile, and Greek was not there, and we just read in verse 6 that in his days, Judah shall be saved and Israel. So you see these two names right here? Judah and Israel. keep that in your mind. Now, so now, Judah and Israel. In his days, Judah and Israel will be saved. So now, young lion, we're going to come back and look at these things, but read the way you see it, because this world we be is we unskillful, we in milk, but we have the knowledge, but we do not have the knowledge, because you got to be taught again. If we notice the word Jew, Gentile, and Greek do not belong in your manuscript, them was words that was added later on as years unfolded. Just like another name was added years later. But Micaiah, let's see, can we read another name that was added later by going to, it's a copy called The Missing J. That's what it is. It says page 2 to 24, I want to look about the name Jesus. I want a timeline according to historical documents fact on this name, Jesus. What do the record says about Jesus that we can read? And on page 2 of 24, we want to look about what it says about Jesus. Matter of fact, I want to just get right down to it. I want to stick up at the last line where it says, everywhere, where it says everywhere. What do it say on page 2 of 24, and it says in the last line, everywhere what?
Okay. Okay, and everywhere, in historical document fact, it reads, and everywhere the English word Jesus appears in the KJV authorized version printed after 1881.
He says Jesus appeared after 1881. Now, back up one line and read the last two lines there. So Jesus appeared in the King James Bible after 1881. Now, see, this is what we mean. See, we comfortable in the way we've been taught, but now it's time to be taught again. Jesus appeared in the King James Bible after 1881. Okay, good. Now, look at the last two lines up above when it says supposedly what?
Okay. Supposedly. Reading from the historical document fact, supposedly authorized version or KJV are now printed Joshua in Acts 7:45 instead of the new 250-year-old substitute named Jesus.
You see that? He said his Jesus is less than 300 years old. He said his name, Jesus, first was printed after 1881, and you add and you subtract 1881 from whatever timeline we on today. He said his Jesus, this name, Jesus, is not even 300 years old. All manuscript was closed in 96 A.D. This name Jesus is not even 300 years old. So this is what we mean by it's time to be taught again. But Yahweh had to do something to, because the people he was given this word to teach it did not do it. But we find out this Jesus is a new word. It's about 300 years old. 1881 to whatever time we are right now, around about 300 years. That's it. That's all you can get out of Jesus. So all before there was no Jesus. And they finally put it in a book in 1881. They finally put it in a book called a Bible, especially the King James Version. The Bible was finally put in 1881. So you see, we come on this broadcast to unlock, like I said, unlock the biblical mystery. So if you know that this word Jesus is not even 300 years old, and he told the children of Israel, you cannot follow them. They got to follow you. That means all the other nations, even the children of Israel. Keep that in your mind, because we're going somewhere with that. So we got three names was not even in print. Jesus were four. Three titles. Jesus, Jew, Greek, and Gentile. That's big tough. But now we're going into the Compact Bible Dictionary. This is going to be a teaching class today, the latest foundation, because we got a lot of new street listeners, and they all listening to this broadcast. So we want to let you know where we're coming from, and all you got to do is just do the research when we unfold. We're going to get the Compact Bible Dictionary out there, Young Lion. And we're going to take our time and break some things down. Because when we get rolling, you understand where we're coming from. When you see these words, Jesus, Jew, Greek, Gentile, when you see, you have to know where they came from. And we will get on Christ right after this. You must know where these words come from. It's up to you to make adjustments, because he made it plain, he made it plain in St. John 9, verse 48 to 41. What did he say? What did he say in St. John chapter 9, Mother Eve, verse 40 and 41? Help me out, Mother Eve. What did he say?
Okay. St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41. St. John chapter 9. St. John chapter 9, verse 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Verse 41. Yahweh's son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sins remain.
Yeah, man, say it. Oh, we know this already. We know it wasn't no J. We know his name wasn't no Jesus. But we're doing it anyway. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When you recognize you're doing things like that, that's when the clock ticks. When you recognize that the word Jesus is less than 300 years old, you recognize that, and then you continue to do the Jesus, that when your clock start ticking. You recognize that you clear that the word Jew, Greek, and Gentile was not in the original manuscript. And when you see these words, you got to know what they really mean. And you say, I know. But guess what? Once you say, you know, that's when the clock starts ticking on you. Once you say, you know. Read that again, Mother, one more time. Read that one more time, because once you say, okay, I got it. We know that. Then look what the Almighty said to be passed on. Come on.
St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41, verse 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Verse 41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But you say, we see. Therefore, your sins remain.
You hear that? You hear that, Mother E? Let you know. Once you say you know this already, guess what? And you continue to do contrary to what Yahweh is telling the children of Israel not to do, guess what? That's when your clock starts ticking. Now we're going to the Compact Bible Dictionary. On page 195, we're going to take a look at all these words. on take number 145. Remember, the elder already told you, our elder, you go back and review the broadcast at about 10:30 sometime tonight. If you missed the beginning of it, or you come in the room late and you missed the foundation set up, you can go back over and review it later on for to help yourself and your loved ones and who you come in contact with. Now, we're going to follow the new listeners that's on. We're going to break down and show you what the, when you see this word Gentile, what do biblically what do it mean? What it says on page 195. What do the word Gentile mean on page 195 there? Young line?
Okay, with Gentiles on page 195. Gentile. Usually it means a non-Israelite people. Is that the one we wanted?
Usually mean a non-Israelite people. And what? And what's next? What does it say?
Under conditions of peace, considerate treatment was according to Gentiles by the Israelites under Old Testament law.
Hold on. Let me just go ahead and read it. Usually, it means a non-Israelite people. Right before that, it means nation or peoples. That's what it means. Gentile means some specific nation or specific people. That's what the word Gentile means, nation or people. That is the first definition of the word Gentile. You got to find out what nation you're talking about when you call somebody a Gentile and what people we're talking about. That is the first definition of the word Gentile, nation or people. Nation, people. That's what the word means, bottom line. Now we'll move on from that from page 195. Let's go to page 207. And we'll look at this word called Greek. We're dealing with three words. Three words. We're going to page 207. And look down where it says Grecian. Let's find out what this word means, Grecian. I'll read the way you see it. We want to take a look and see what this word Grecian means. Grecian.
Okay, read on page 207. The word Greece. Grecians, read. Greek. Are generally those of Hellenistic race. But the word may be used to indicate non-Jews, foreigners, and aliens. Grecians were Greek-speaking Jews, folk of the dispersion from the areas predominantly Greek.
All right. Keep reading a little bit more where it says Grecian was who? Who was the Grecian? A little bit more where it says Grecians was who?
Okay. Grecians were Greek-speaking Jews, folk of the dispersion from the areas predominantly Greek.
Good. That's who the Greeks was. The Greeks was scattered Judah. That's called the Jews. So that's who the Greeks was in the Bible in most cases. And sometimes it can be somebody else. But that's why you have to be taught to know, in this case, who is this Greek at this case? Who is this Gentile at this case? That's where the teaching comes at. That's where the Six Anointing Camps breaks it down. Now go to Maccabees chapter 1:1. We'll get a case in point, because something happened in the books that was taken out from you by the Roman Catholic Church. In Maccabees 1:1, something happened. And let's find out what happened. Maccabees 1:1, let's read a little bit there, young lion. What happened in the book of Maccabees 1:1?
Let me take my book. Second. Going to the book of Maccabees.
Yes, sir. Book of Maccabees 1:1. What do the book of Maccabees say in 1:1?
Okay, flying over to the book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 1. Book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 1, read. And it happened after that Alexander, son of Philip, the Macedonian, who came out of the land of Kedar, had smitten Darius, king of Persia, in Mede, that he reigned in his stead the first of Greek, first out of Greek.
So, we'll let you get past that for time's sake. So we find out that Alexander, the Macedonian, he came and he jumped Greece. He came, his father already jumped Greece, Macedonian. His father already was there. But now we're going to find out they was already there. Before he jumped Darius, his father and him was already over there in Greece. We're going to find out who the Greeks. Grecian is one of the same. But now we got to find out exactly who these people is. Now, they came out of that land. Now, in the same book, we use this book for time's sake. Let's find out what's going on page 267. And look at Javon. Now, Javon is one of the sons of Japhet, called Javon. And let's read something about Javon and what's going on with him. Who is this guy called Javon? What does it say about Javon? One of the sons of Japhet. You can read that in Genesis chapter 10. What does it say on 207 about Javon? Read a little bit. Who is he?
Okay.
First two lines. First three lines. Who is he?
Okay, reading from the Bible Compact Dictionary, page 267, Javon. A region settled by one of the sons of Japhet. Javon was the name of country. So Javon came to be the name of Greece to the Hebrew, a little word for Semitic. During the period 700.
Hold on. That's good enough. I put the dramatics on it. We find out that Javon is the one that Philip jumped. His son Alexander was in this area. The land was called the land of Javon. They are the original Greeks. That name was given to them after conquest. So the original Greeks is Javon. That is the original Greeks. That's what they was called. But you call by your father's name. But when you see this word called Greek, you just don't automatically say the white man and the white woman. Because this word was hijacked from, taken away from Javon. Now, you see what it says? Last two lines where it says east what? What it say about east what there, young line, east what?
Okay. In the Near East, here all people of Greece were called Javon.
You see that? So all the peoples of Greece, the Greeks was called, the name was Javon. Javon got this title. Just like you got the title called now, African American Negro in Color, right? You got them titles, call them names. Same thing happened to them. Same thing happened to them, the name you got right now. Same thing. Once you get conquered, you're not going to carry your name. You got that? Good. So you be clear with it. Once somebody take over you, the last thing they're going to do is let you keep your name.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose your name.
Mm-hmm.
So now back to Maccabees 1:41, and once you conquered, then you're going to get a decree. And different decree going to tell you in Maccabees 1:41. Watch me tell you in 1:41, once you get conquered by another nation of people, this is what they're going to tell you in 1:41 of the book of Maccabees. What are they going to tell you there, young lions? What are they going to tell you once you conquer? They're like you was conquering, you brought over, some of us brought to America. Bring your name over here. No, you've been conquered. They're going to give you the name they want you to have. Then you pass that same name on to your loved ones. Let's see what we read in 1:41.
The book of First Maccabees.
What is that?
Book of First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 41. 41 reads, moreover, King Antioch wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people.
Go ahead.
42. And everyone should leave his laws. So all the heathen agreed according to the commandment of the king. Verse 43. Yes, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath. Verse 44.
Good. There you go right there. So that's what happened right there. So now once you got conquered, you can no longer be. Your rules did not work anymore. Now go to 2 Maccabees chapter 6 and pick up verse 1. So the way, your way of life was over with. Just like now we are black, African American, Negro, color, supercoon, right? Because them names been imposed on us because we went into captivity not knowing why, because we never been taught the true way, and that's why this ministry is going to tell you exactly why you in captivity and how long you even going to be in captivity. We're going to tell you all that, maybe not in this lesson, but in lessons to come. We're going to do as much as we can in this lesson to get you aware of some things. Aware of what? What you getting ready to read, young lion?
Back in Maccabees chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, not long after this, King sent an old man of Athens to compel the Jews to depart from the laws of their father and not to live after the laws of Yahweh. Pursue.
Go ahead.
And to pollute also the temple in Jerusalem and to call it the temple of Jupiter, Olympus, and that in Garzim of Jupiter, the defender of strangers, as they did.
Good. Skip down to verse 6 for time's sake. Now skip down to verse 6. Now you see? So they sent their big dignitaries to tell you to whatever you own here is a reminder you no longer can be about none of that no more. Now skip down to verse 6 and what else they take away from you?
2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 6 reads, neither was it lawful for a man to keep the Sabbath day or ancient feast or to profess himself at all to be a Jew.
You see that? So there you go right there. So you couldn't even call yourself Judah no more. No more Southern Kingdom do you be put to death. So now that's the history been taken away from you. So that's why they had to come. And now you've been educated by those that have delivered you up. And that's why you use the name that you use now, because you don't have the true background on the proper information. So now when we see these words right now, we'd be astounded at these words because we don't know what it means. But we're going to read it, and we'll break it down later. So, Mother, you just read the way you see it, because we're going to educate those that got a ear to hear. When they see these names, you got to figure out what they mean if they weren't in the manuscript. So when you see these names, You got to figure out what they mean in this case. Look at Romans 1:16, that mother. Just read the way you see it. And we're going to try to educate those that got an ear to hear, unlocking the biblical mystery, tape number 145. What it says we can read in Romans 1:16.
Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the covenant, the gospel of Yahweh, for it is the power of Yahweh unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
You see that? So you see it right there. So there you go right there. To the Jew first and also to the who mother? What did it say again? What they got there?
The Greek.
To the Jew first and also to the Greek. See that? So now, right then and there, you're jumping there and said to the Jew first. Jew means the peoples over the land of Israel, and the Greeks mean the white man and the white woman. See, right there and there.
Mm-hmm.
See, just reading the Bible now. See, the Jews is the one in the land of Israel now,
mm-hmm.
and the Greeks is the white man and the white woman.
Mm-hmm.
In and out. So that's where you be lost at, right there. Now, let's go to a mother. We're going to Romans 2:9-10. Now, we look at verse 9 and 10. And see what we get out of that. Like I said, we're going to see, can we lay the foundation on tape 145, then we can go further. But for all these new listeners we have, they must understand some profound statements. And what you say that we can read in Romans 2:9-10. What does it say there, Mother E?
Romans 2:9-10. Tribulation and anger upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. Verse 10. For glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile.
You see that? To the Jew first, also to the Gentile. The Jew in modern day teaching today means the peoples over the land of Israel. They are the Jewish people. That's them. The Gentiles is everybody else, but the Greeks is the white man and the white woman. See, and they got the plumbers on the wall behind that kind of teaching. But what it say in verse 18? Verse 18.
Romans chapter 2, verse 18. And knowing his will and attributes, the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. So instruct.
So he's saying, but the ones he's talking about, this Jew and Gentile, they've been instructed out of the law and they know his will. See right there. The Jew and Gentile been instructed out of the law that knows his will. Now, that opened up a hole. The Jew and the Gentile have been instructed out of the law that knows his will. So this Jew and Gentile, is it the one, the Jewish man over there in Israel today? Is the Gentile, the Greek, is the one called white man, white woman today? See? But verse 18 says the one that know his will. So now we got to find out about this right here. The one that know his will. So now that's the key word, the one that know his will. What is his will? So you got to know his will. His will, real big. So we'll stop it there for a minute. We're going to bring Mother D of Israel in on the night broadcast, take number 145. And we'll see what we can get going on. So let's see if we bring Mother D of Israel in on take number 145. One of the mothers out of Camp 1. We'll bring her in to help assist on the night blessing take number 145 by saying, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh be to their seed right here.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother Sea of Israel. So we're very interested in this lesson. But we got so many new listeners on, so we have to latest the foundation real good. So now when we jump down with that understanding, then Paul was to address, let's see who Paul first was sent to address some people. Let's run to the book of Acts and see exactly what was Paul's mission and who was he sent to that we can read. Now, Paul was sent to a people, and we go on to Acts chapter 10. Y'all want 10? We go on and see exactly who was Paul sent to by the mighty one. Make it 9. Let's see what we can read who Paul was sent to. Let's look at 9, verse 15 and 16. We're going to Acts chapter 9, verse 15 and 16, and see who was Paul was sent to that we can read. Acts chapter 9, verse 15 and 16, Mother D of Israel, come on.
Acts chapter 9, verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. But Yahweh said unto him, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Verse 16. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
So Paul's mission was to go to the Gentiles and the children of Israel. They are there. So we find out that the Gentiles, if you caught the early part of the broadcast, those that's coming in now, that the Gentiles meant nation, people. But you have to be as clear about what case that he's talking about, what nation and what people, when that word just pop in your Bible saying Gentile. And we also find the word Gentile, Jew, Greek, was not in the original manuscript. He told the children of Israel, as you are, so shall the stranger be. Meaning you can't follow them. They got to follow you. So that's why you have to be taught properly. Then this Bible will open up for you. And you really can see, and that's why I got to pull a statement out, and that's why this got to happen, that we can read, in the 33rd chapter, Mother D of Israel. So that's why this verse must be read now. 33 verse number 10. Let's see what it says that we can read. Isaiah 33 verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 33 verse 10.
Yes.
Isaiah 33 verse 10. Now will I rise, says Yahweh. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself.
So he said he had a timeline to activate a people. And the timeline is now. Now our people, remember, the Almighty Son prophesied to Isaiah about that. in and bust some heads. So now he must rise. So the time now for the mysteries of the Bible to be unfold pertaining to the Jew, Gentile, Greek, and Jesus. We'll tell you all that in the early part of the lesson. You go back on the tape and you get to all that later on. So he said, now we must rise. So a mystery must come on the scene now and start unraveling what's here. And that's what this broadcast is about, unlocking the biblical mysteries. So now let's go back to Romans chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. So now Paul got a mission to go to the Gentiles and the children of Israel. But where will they be at when Paul go looking for them? We're going to Romans chapter 1 and pick it up around by verse, what I say?
7 through 10,
make it 5. Pick it up verse 5. Pick it up verse 5. Let's see, where will they be at? Because Paul have to go look for the Gentiles, and we know one thing. If that word was not in the manuscript, that word Gentile means something else. But we're going to tell you later on that the Bible interprets the Bible what it means in this case. We're going to 1, 5 through 8 says what?
Romans chapter 1, verse 5 through 10 or 8.
5 through 8.
Okay. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. By whom we have received mercy and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name's sake. Verse 6. Among whom we are, you also because of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahuwah, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from Yahuwah our Father and Yahuwah the Son. Verse 8.
Well,
first,
that's it. That's good. That's 7 good enough. 7 good enough. So Paul going to Rome. And what Paul going to Rome is to look for is those Israelite descent. So Paul going to Rome to peep at that. I hear you, WCC. Well, how you know? How we know that? Okay, good. Let's get a precept on that by going to the 18th chapter of the book of Acts. But Micaiah picked this up in 18 of Acts. Let's see what was going on in 18, verse 1 and 2. Acts chapter 18, verse number, we're looking at Acts chapter 18, verse 1 and 2. Let's find out exactly that did you have in the Israelites over there in Rome for Paul going to, because Paul was not going over there for the other nations. He's looking for the Israelites over there. And how we know that? By precepting our Bible to the 18th chapter, verse 1 and 2. Well, it said that young line, Acts 18, 1 and 2.
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and from Corinth. Verse 2, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them.
Is that? So that is. So he was over there looking for the children of Israel and the Gentiles. See, the children of Israel and the Gentiles, he was looking for both of them. So he went over there looking for the children of Israel in Rome and the Gentile in Rome. See that? There you go, Paul, right there. And when he got there, something he did in verse 4. What was he doing when he found the, what did he do when he found certain Jews and Gentiles in Rome What did he do in verse number 4, and what did he say in verse 4?
Okay. The book of Romans. I mean, the book of Acts, the 18, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and he reasoned in the temple every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks.
Is that? So he went there every Sabbath day where the Jews was at and the Greeks. So we got to know what Jews and what Greeks keep the Sabbath day. So we know that in the Christian keep Sunday. So he didn't go looking for the Christian, the white man, the white woman, because they keep Sunday. So he was looking for the warmth that was in the temple on the Sabbath day, when the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday. So that eliminates them right there and there on the way. But let's find out exactly he was there, Mother of Israel. So in Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 says what? What it says in Amos 3, 1 and 2, Mother of Israel? Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Okay. Amos chapter 3.
Amos chapter 3, 1 and 2.
Okay. Amos chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Say this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
So he says the only one he knew, and that was his mission, was for the children of Israel. And he pulled that from Psalms 147, 19 and 20 there. And Mother E, he pulled that verse, Mother E, from 147, 19 and 20 of Psalms. And what can we read, Mother E? That verse is pulled. You only have I known out of all the families of the earth. What it says, Mother Eden, 147, 19, and 20, of the book called Psalms.
Psalms chapter 147, verses 19 and 20. He showed his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. 20. He had not dealt so with any nation, as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye, Yahweh.
He said other nations don't have his judgment because he didn't deal with them. On the reason other nations got your judgment, that know about your records, because in Obadiah, in the book of Obadiah, Mother E, in the book of Obadiah, something happened that we can read in verse number. In the book of Obadiah, something happened. The only reason the other nation know about your records, something has to be, it's recorded that happened. You know why the other nation know more about your records? Once you pass Amos, you'll find Obadiah. Mm-hmm. Something we need to know that have not been taught to you. The reason the other nation know more about you than you know about yourself, because the book of Obadiah would tell something in the book of Obadiah 1, 11, and 13. Well, you might make a meal out of it, Mother. Go and read 11 down to verse 13. You might go on for this national audience, make it plain exactly, because we're going to read about maybe not this lesson tomorrow, that old proud spirit you got, that they said in the vision of Paul, if we'd have known that proud spirit is crushed at the time appointed, we'll never had it. But we'll take care of that later. But we're looking over to our chapter 1, verse 11 down to verse 13. Let's find out why do the other nation know more about you than yourself? Let's see what happens. Obadiah, chapter 1, 11, 12, and 13. What did it say there, Mother E?
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 11 to 13. Verse 11. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the stranger carried away captive his sword, and for journey into his
and foreigners and foreigners enter into thy gate, and foreigners enter into his gate. Go ahead.
And foreigners enter into his gate and cast lots upon Jerusalem. Even thus was as one of them. Verse 12. But thus does not have looked on the day of their brother, in the day that he became a stranger. Neither should thus have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should thus have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Verse 13. Thus should the children not have entered into the gates of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thus should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
Now, so they're going to happen. So now, your brother is the one is in one called Esau. So Esau helped the other nation deliver you up.
Mm-hmm.
And they rejoiced in verse 12 over the destruction of Judah. See, they laughed when you went out. So now when you went out into captivity, Judah, they came into your land and they took your substance, your books, your records, and they became you, and you became every name that you got today. So you lost your name, and they read your record by being a brother of you, and they became you, and now you became what you are today. Every name contrary to your biblical name of the Bible. And now when we say to you that you are the last line in verse 12, Judah,
ask him what that he had.
Once we now say you are Judah, you look at us like we are Nisa. No, I'm not Judah. I'm a Mason. I'm Moors. You Moors, you Masons, you everything now, because you lost your record. So now a ministry coming down to show you that your records have been lost from you, and now we're going to show you how you get them back through the scriptures, but you have to be understanding what you're hearing out of take number 145. So now, we found out that you was going to lose everything. And who going to be the first one to get it? Your brother Esau. So he become you. So he over the land right now and said he's Jewish, and this land belongs to him in 1948. And the colored people is African American and Negroes, so they don't count. See that? You can't get out from under. But we're going to give you the tools how to get out from under if you got an ear to hear and follow the record. So Paul, Mother D of Israel, had to come back and address these people. And that's why Paul said exactly what we get ready to read in Romans 10, verse 12. Now, Paul is talking to people that have lost their identity. So he was sent to find them. And look what he told them in Romans 10, verse 12. mother dear of Israel. What did he tell them that we can read in 10 verse 12 of Romans?
Romans chapter 10 verse 12 read, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Yahweh over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
You see that? So now there you go there. So Paul is going to tell you it's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. I mean, all 12 tribes, mother, see up Israel. Now you tell them grandbabies to back up for a minute and show Yeshua in a minute, but we live on network. Now, all 12 tribes got a facial appearance that we can read before they came out of the land in Amos 9, verse 7. All 12 tribes had a picture that you can read what they looked like when they were in the land of their own land. They looked one basic color. And all of them had the same color until things that happened today. And what was the color they had that we can read in Amos 9, verse 7? Mother dear of Israel. What color was that that they had?
Amos chapter 9, verse 7. Are you not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, says Yahweh? Have not I called?
Good. So he compares you to the Ethiopians. Ethiopians are sons of Ham called Cush. That's the way you look before you came out of that land. Now, when you left the land, some things happened, but after another lesson, you can't take it all and take 145. But you had a basic color, and Jeremiah precept that in 14, verse 2. What did Jeremiah say about the children of the book? What do they look like, according to Jeremiah, raised from the womb, and he identified the children of Israel, what they look like, and 14 verse 2. What it look like in 14 verse 2, Mother dear Israel? And
Jeremiah.
Y'all lying. Now you can give me that Lamentation. Real past Jeremiah 1 through 12. Hey, wait a minute. Now I want that. Jeremiah 14, 2. What it look like, Mother dear Israel?
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourning and the gates thereof language. They are black unto the ground. The fire.
So that's the color. That's the color they are. They are black to the ground. When they was in the land, when Jacob met the four women and produced 13 kids, one daughter called Dinah, all of them looked like each other. All of them was black to the ground. But time of process, we're going to take care of that in this lesson. Things happen, we'll read in another lesson. But when they first was in the land of Israel, when they first went to captivity, they all looked the same. They was black to the ground. That's what they looked like, according to the Bible. Now, Mother dear of Israel, read me Romans chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. So that's what they looked like before they went up into captivity. It was all shades of brown. That what it was, all shades of brown that you call a day black. Before they left and went into captivity. Now look what it says in Romans chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. This is real good. Read where you see it, because we're trying to do a little educating on tape 145, and then once we get to really get into it, be clear that you understand that you just can't use these names and not knowing the history of it, because you can't keep on recycling old things other people gave you. So, Romans 9, 24 to 27, what does it say, Mother? D up Israel.
Romans chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Verse 24. even as whom he had called, not of the Jew only, but also of the Gentile. Verse 25. As he said also in Isaiah, I will call them my people, which are I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. Verse 26. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living Yahweh. Verse 27. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved.
That's big talk right there. Now, look what it says in verse 24 again.
Romans chapter 9, verse 24. Even us whom he has called, not of the Jew only, but also of the Gentile.
Go ahead. Now, the Jew and the Gentile, he going to tell you where you're going to look and find the Jew and Gentile in the next verse. He's going to tell you something.
25.
Now, the Jew and the Gentile, he's going to tell you, give you direction where you're going to find the Jew and Gentile in the next verse. What do you say?
And verse 25. As he said also in
Hosea. Right there, good, right there. So he said you can go in the book of Hosea and you can find what he was talking about the Jew and the Gentile in the book of Hosea. So now you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna take you up on that and we're gonna go peep at the Jew and the Gentile, and see who is you calling the Jew and the Gentile on the right side of the book, because they left you a record saying, why don't you go to Hosea and you can read the Jew and the Gentile that one was called not my people. So we're going to find out in Hosea who, in this case, is this Jew and Gentile. Let's see what this Jew and Gentile be. Those that's the Jewish peoples in the land, and the Gentiles is everybody else. Let's go find out in Hosea who is this Gentile, because he gave us the record. Go back into Hosea and find out about the true name of the Jew and the true name of the Gentile. Let's go find out right now. Yellow line. Let's run and find out who is this Jew and Gentile in the book of Hosea. See, we're going to unlock all the mysteries. And that's why we come humble, to let you know you got to be taught over. And once you taught over again, and then you're going to say, oh, I didn't know that. I got a degree on the wall and I didn't even know that. That I have to be definitive about what Jew and Gentile we're talking about. Let's find out what Jew and Gentile we're talking about that we just can read flat out. So he be said, you can find a Jew and a Gentile in the book of Hosea. We're going to look for them right now and see what is their name. Let's find out in verse 4. But Micah, let's find out the Jew and the Gentile in verse 4.
What chapter?
Hosea chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Young line, let's find out the Jew and the Gentile. Right here in verse Hosea 1, 4 and 5. Now we're looking for the Jew and Gentile spoken by Hosea the seer. Let's see what he got written in 4 and 5.
The book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5.
verse 4 reads, and Yahweh said unto him, call his name Jezreel for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. Verse 5, and it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel.
Jezreel. So he said, I'm gonna knock fire out of the family, the nation of it, of Israel. So now we got a name Israel. So far, Israel on the table. We're looking for the word Jew or Gentile. So let's see what happened in verse seven.
Okay. The book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by Yahweh, their Yahweh, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen.
So now we don't find the word Jew and Gentile in Hosea is pointing toward Israel and Judah. You see that? So they told you go to Hosea and read the seer. It'll tell you that the Jew, the word Jew and Gentile, is pointing toward Israel and Judah. So that's why Paul says it's no difference between Israel and Judah. See? But how they become a Gentile when you break away from the covenant? So that what happens, and when you're no longer in your land, whatever they tell you is, that's who you is. So we're in Hosea, and we can't find the Jew, the Gentile. But what else happened here that we can read in verse 9 about the so-called Jew and Gentile, but really is Judah and Israel? What about the Jew and the Gentile, which is polluted for Israel and Judah, southern and northern kingdom? Let's see what Yahweh says in verse 9 about them. Verse 9.
Okay, the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 9. The book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 9 reads, then said, oh, wow. I was reading the wrong one of Paul Turnwall. Yeah, verse 9. Then said Yahweh, call his name Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh.
So here's a people called Israel is no longer going to be able to use the name, and that's what we're reading over there in the book of Romans. He said, I'm going to disinherit Israel. And that is the 10 tribes. I'm going to disinherit them because they done something, Mother. Hey, Mother East, they done something. It's the reason why I'm going to disinherit them because something they did in 1 Kings 12. Something they did is the reason I'm going to disinherit them. We're going to 1 Kings 12 and find out why, hey, Mother E, why did the Almighty disinherit Israel? Let's see what is the record that caused this right here where he had so much trouble. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 12. Let's see anything we can read, the records that what caused this problem. Let's look at verse 16. What happened in verse 16? First Kings chapter 12, verse 16 to verse 19. Let's find out what happened. Let's see, can we reconstruct and see what happened that why he disinherited himself from Israel? We're going to 1 Kings 12, 16 through 19, Mother E. What did it say?
First Kings chapter 12, verse 16 through 19. Verse 16. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, And people answer the king, saying, what profit have we in David? Neither have we inherited in the son of Jesse to your tent, O Israel. Now see to thy own house, David, O Israel, departed unto their tent. Verse 17. But as for the children of Israel, which dwell in the city of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Verse 18. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribe, and all Israel stoned him with stones, that he did die. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the family of David until this day.
Yeah. So David right there. So all Israel, which is 10 tribes, they rebelled against Judah, the southern kingdom, even this day. So when they walked away from Judah, the lead tribe, they walked away from Judah. And then what they started doing when they walked away from Judah, that we can read, Mother, in 2 Chronicles 11, verse 15. So we try to paint the picture in Chapter 45 to get you a nice foundation. In Chapter 45, 145, look what happened when they walked away from Judah and said, you take care of your own business, Judah. We're going to do our own thing. The 10 northern tribes, remember? Ten Northern tribes brought the same mindset when they was let out of captivity, place now called America, which is Shem's Second Land. They had the same mindset. So when the 10 tribes came over here and now called America, they had the same mindset they had right there. They cut Judah a loose. And they started doing what? 2 Chronicles 11. Verse number 15. What they started doing, that's, Mother, the 10 northern tribes.
2 Chronicles, chapter 11, verse 15. And he ordained him priests for the high place and for the real and for the...
For the devil. They started worshiping the devil. They started worshiping the devil. When the northern kingdom broke away from southern kingdom, they started worshiping the devil.
Okay.
Right there. They started worshiping the devil.
Okay.
Right there. When they broke away from the southern kingdom, they started worshiping the devil. It is right there. 2 Chronicles, chapter 11, verse 15, they put their own priests together, worshiping the devil. There's right there. So then, in the book of Hosea, that's it, Mother. Let's go to 4th chapter, verse 17. Then, so the Almighty said something to the southern kingdom. We're going to Hosea 4:17. Let's find out what happened. What did he tell the southern kingdom behind that? Once northern kingdom started worshiping the devil up under Ephraim, what did the Almighty tell the southern kingdom to do that we can read in 4:17 of Hosea?
Okay.
What did you read that, Marie? Chapter 4, Hosea, verse 17.
Hosea, chapter 4, verse 17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
See that? So that what happened. So once they start worshiping the devil, there was no difference between the Jew and the Greek, which is Judah and Israel, split kingdom. But one started worshiping the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? But that's the record that we have to bring back to you. So there you go right there. So one started worshiping the devil. So now we can go and read Lamentation chapter 1, 1 through 12. So now we've done all that to get back to 1:1 down to verse 12 by the young lion. What it says, and before you read that, Mother D of Israel, read me Isaiah 10, 22 and 23. Mother D of Israel, so now, once you broke away from the true teaching that was up on Judah and started doing your own thing, you start letting your own mind rule you and your mind taking you toward the devil. And that's why when the 10 northern tribes came into America, they brought all type of names for the four-letter man, because they broke away from the four-letter man and started worshiping the devil. See, that what happened. That's their record. They don't know nothing about when they got over here, but we're going to read some things to show why Yahweh did what he did. Let's go to Isaiah 10, 22, 23. What does it say, Mother? Dear of Israel.
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Verse 22. For though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness. Verse 23. For Yahweh of hosts shall make a consumption, even determined in the midst of all the land.
Uh-huh. So what name he called him, again, Mother Net, what name did he call the Jew and the Gentile and the Greek? What name did he call them?
Israel and Judah.
The children of Israel. He called them the children of Israel. He said some of them don't escape from this, don't escape away from being what they are today. So that's why now he got to do some more things to make this happen. It can't happen on their own. He said a remnant of them going to escape. Now, once this remnant escape, then some things got to happen because now a remnant of them is going to escape from Israel that's called all the mother names. A remnant of them going to escape. That's what he says. But what he says in Jeremiah 30, verse 4, Mother, let's find about this remnant that's going to escape. What is their name? Jeremiah 30, verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah.
You see that? So that Jew and the Gentile and the Greek got to recognize a remnant of them going to understand one thing. I'm not a Jew, I'm not a Gentile, and I'm not a Greek. So then they're going to throw a sign out there, since I've been called all these names. And that's why we've been disinherited, because we start worshiping devils. So now what got to happen? Now go to 37th chapter of Isaiah. Let's see what got to happen that we can read. Isaiah 37, verse 31 and 32. Let's see what got to happen that we can read. So we try to paint the picture on tape 145 to really get off in some things that the Jew and the Greek and the Gentile, in most cases, is talking about the children of Israel, southern and northern kingdom, not the white man, the white woman, and the other nations, not the Jewish people that really is the descendants of Esau. But you got to be shown that through the scripture. In the 37th chapter, look at verse 31 and 32. Mother, dear of Israel, Isaiah. Isaiah 31, this is what got to happen right here. 31, 32.
Oh. Isaiah chapter 31.
Isaiah 37. Isaiah 37, verse 31 and 32. Isaiah 37, verse 31 and 32. What does it say?
Isaiah 37, verse 31 and verse 32. Verse 31. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. 32. For out of Judah shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape of the Mount Judah, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall do this.
He said, but first Judah got to take root, huh? Root.
Yeah.
See, that's what Judah got to do first. He said, what happened? Judah got to do this first. So Judah got to take root, right? Downward. So what do you mean by that, what Judah got to do? What did he try to tell you that you got to do? Young lion, let's see if you can pull that out in 22:16, Revelation. What root that Judah got to lay hold to? What root that he got to lay hold? See, remember, the Bible is only a mystery to those that don't have an understanding, but is a camp that can bring out the mysteries, the deep hidden secrets of the Bible, the mystery of the Bible. He said, this don't happen to Judah take roots. What are you talking about in 22:16?
The book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, I, Yahweh the Son, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star.
There you go with that. So there you go the root. So that means you got to take over you some Yahweh. He said Judah got to take over him some Yahweh. That's the root he got to grab hold to. He got to find out about that root. That root is Yahweh the Son. So that's where he got to first get it. He got to get himself together and find the root. Because the root is what? Let's go to Romans chapter 11, pick up verse 16, until we get our answer. So what about this root you got to find? See, you know, if the six anointed camps can keep up with those say every now and then, I might can get some out of this class every now and then. Now, in the 11th chapter, verse 16, we just found out that Judah got to take hold to the root. And the root is Yahweh the Son. So you got to find out what he's saying. Now we go on, and Paul says some things over here about this root. And what did he say in 11, 16, and 17? What did he say? Romans chapter 11, verse 16 and 17.
Book of Romans chapter 16. Chapter 11. Book of Romans chapter 11, verse 16 and verse 17. 16 reads, for if the first fruit be righteous, the lump is also righteous. And if the root be righteous, so are the branches. Mm-hmm. Verse 17.
You see that?
And if some...
So that's a good right there. So the root is righteous. So that root is Yahweh the Son. See, you got to first grab hold to your root, which is Yahweh the Son. So he's telling Judah, he said, hey, Judah, what you got to do, you got to take hold to your root. You got to know what Yahweh is saying and what he ain't saying. It is your lead to do. Let's go to St. John chapter 15, young line 1, 2, and 5. Remember, so you just getting ready to read about the branches and all that. So we got to find out something. Something got to happen. But see, the Bible is a mystery. That's why you got to be taught. The six anointed camp got to understand how to soundly break down these cold words with no problem. 15, 1, 2, and 5. Because you knew you was going into captivity. Judah, the lead child, must take hold to the root. The root is Yahweh the Son. And look what he says in St. John chapter, might as well make a little shout meal out. Go and read 1 through 5. I could have gone 1, 2, and 5. Just go and read 1 through 5. It's going to tell the whole story. Look what it says here. St. John 15, 1 down to verse 5. Young lion, bring it.
Book of St. John chapter 15, verses 1 down to 5. Verse 1 reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 2, every branch in me that bear not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branch. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
So you see, this book right here, see, you can jump down this Bible all you want. But if you're not trained up under the six anointed camps, you're just going to be reading, you'll be all over the place, and you're not going to recognize this root got to grab hold to him some Yahweh the Son. That's what he got to do. So that was his root. That branches, and the branches was broken off because of disobedience. So now we jump down the Romans, understand when the branches were broken off, and Mother Eve, who are these branches that we can read that was broken off, by going to Jeremiah 11, 16. See, we can entertain you all day long, but you got to first do some things that Mother D of Israel is bringing to the table, 14:34, 2 Ezra. Hey, Mother D of Israel. What it says we can read in 2 Ezra 14:34. See, this is what got to happen first. Until you become a 14:34, let's see what it says, 2 Ezra 14:34.
2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 34. 2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 34 reads, therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, you shall be kept alive, and after death you shall obtain mercy.
Mm-hmm. You say you gotta take all that stuff that you thought you had learned from all the other camps, all mm-hmm. the other names they use and all the things they do. You gotta put all that down. And then you gotta come 18:1, 2, and 3, Mother dear Israel. You gotta come 18:1, 2, and 3. Let's see what we can read. Matthew 18:1, 2, and 3. He said you gotta subdue your own understanding. Reform your mind. All that's why they ever tell you all day long. Don't call the international line trying to teach. Because you don't know what you think you know. It's up to us to instill in you what we've been given, being anointed to take care of this business. So don't call to teach. Call to get the great understanding from the six anointed camp. 18, 1, 2, and 3 of Matthew. Listen to this.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Yahweh the Son, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse 2. And Yahuwah the Son called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3. And said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah. So when you call that with big ears, big mouth and little ears, that will happen. See, if you don't understand, because you can read this Bible, you got to know what you read. The only way you understand this Bible, you got to come as a little child. Ready to receive this information, you got to get it down pat, then start working with your family on this information. So we're going to pause right now and bring our elder back in. What's that, WCC? Well, we're going to mute the elder. Well, what about Mother Z? We might let her talk a little bit. We want you to keep going because we're going to catch you in something. Yeah. Let's see if we find Mother Z and bring Mother Z in. Let's address this national audience, and we'll get back on the broadcast. But one thing about it, you must understand these things. And we come humming up to understanding that the root we got to search for is Yahuwah the Son. And once you obedient to him, then we can show you the next move. But we're going to bring in Mother Z, and Mother Z is going to address this national audience, see what Yahuwah put on her to tell us this national audience, over 500,000 plus, take number 145, of Mother Z. Yahuwah beat you, that seed right here.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, still Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, one thing we do know, Mother, we got a lot of work to do, and the best way to get this work is going the right direction is how you address this national audience, and we'll see which way to go after that. You on the clock. Take your time and address this national audience, see what the Almighty put on you to tell them. You on the clock. Come on.
Yes, I'm just going to read for the national audience tonight. I'm just going to read the 27th chapter of Psalms. The Yahuwah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Yahuwah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my folks come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. Verse 3, then a host shall encamp against me. My mind shall not fear, though walls shall rise against me. In this will I be comforted. One thing have I desire of the Yahuwah, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the temple of the house of the Yahuwah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Yahuwah and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, for in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemy around and about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I would sing eat. I would sing praises unto the Yahuwah. Hear, O Yahuwah, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When they said, seek ye my face, my mind say unto them, Thy face, Yahweh, will I see. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thyself away in anger. Thou hast put, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thus has been my help. Lead me not, lead me nor forsake me, O Yahweh, of my salvation. Verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Yahweh will take me up. Teach me the way, O Yahweh, and lead me in a plain pasture. Lead me in a plain path because of my enemy. Deliver me, verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemy, for false witness rise up against me, and search as brothers of purity. Verse 13, for I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Yahweh in the land of the living. Verse 14, wait on the Yahweh and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen their mind. Wait, I say on the Yahweh. And I just like to say to the national audience, we need to learn the Torah instructions, and that when we learn them and learn to do them, that's the way Yahweh teaches us. And that is what I would just like to leave with the national audience tonight and say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. All right, that's Mosey. She addressed this mass northern 6 days a week. So, about nine. See, we come here to understand, for you to understand that a whole lot of things gotta unfold, and Mother Z is laying it out there for you. It's time for you to trust in the Mighty One and understand some things that don't happen. But Yahweh has got no accident with who he's sending behind to take care of his business. So, now let's get back to what we was on. So we find out that, now, young lion, I know I'm trying my best to get to that limitation, but I got to stop off over here and find out what this means. Let's run back to Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Let's look at Romans 2, verse 4. Let's see what that say. Romans 2, verse 4.
We're going over to the book of Romans. Chapter 2, picking up at verse 4. Verse 4 reads, or despises you the riches of his goodness, in forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of Yahweh leads you to repentance.
See, now, whether you know or not, the goodness of Yahweh will lead you to repentance. See, that's what we mean by we're reading this Bible. That's why the sixth anointed captive must come. Now, that was a big verse up there. But the ones that just got through reading that right there and read that, just hold on for a minute. Read it again. Read that verse again. Now, listen, six and on the count. Listen to this verse right here again. Read 2 verse 4 again.
Book of Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, verse 4, or despises you the riches of his goodness in forbearance and long-suffering,
not knowing that the goodness of Yahuwah leads you to repentance.
Mm-hmm. He said, you're going to despise Yahuwah's goodness, that big talk with them. Now, go to Romans chapter 11 and pick it around by verse 22. Let's read a little bit. Now, with that understanding, he said, he asked, now remember, Paul is talking to the Israelites. Majority of them is northern kingdom and southern kingdom is there too. So Paul said something to them in big time. Are you going to despise the goodness of Yahuwah? Well, it leads to repentance. See, once you get the understanding of Yahuwah's word properly, you would go to some repentance. Now, Paul again, too, still talking in 11th chapter, verse 22. Let's read a little bit and see what's going on there, young man.
All right. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 22. Verse 22 reads, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of Yahuwah on them which fail, severity. But towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also shall be cut off.
Read that again and keep reading. But read that again. See, here's the man saying, now, you remember, we laid the foundation who Paul was talking to. Now, Paul just made a profound statement coming out of, he continued from 2 verse 4. So Paul doing some talking here. So now he's talking in 11, 22, and look what Paul said. He's speaking to a people. And he said what in verse 22?
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 22. 22 reads, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of Yahuwah on them which fail, severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off.
Now, who's he saying? He's talking to somebody. He's saying, listen, now this goodness, but if you don't continue in this goodness, you're going to be cut off also. That's big talker there. I'm going to leave it in a mystery. We're going to read a little bit more. I'm going to break it down, maybe not in this tape, but like I said again, in the next tape. But this ministry is aimed for the six anointed camps. You got to get this right. Listen. You got to listen and get this right. Go ahead and read some more. 23.
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 23. 23 reads, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, should be grafted in. For Yahuwah is able to graft them in again.
Oh, so now, but now he told, he said in 22, he said now, read verse 22 again. Then he went to 23, and he started talking about somebody else. Because, see, it's a responsibility. Mother, go to third chapter of Romans and give me 1, 2, 3, 4. Go to Romans 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, Mother dear Israel. You know, see, you know, sooner or later, somebody going to recognize the signs of the time. And they're going to say, you know, Romans 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, Mother D up Israel, bring it.
Romans chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1. What advantage then have the Jew, or what profit is there of uncircumcision? Verse 2. Much every way, chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of Yahuwah. Verse 3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the covenant of Yahuwah without effect? Verse 4. Yahuwah forbid, yea, let Yahuwah be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in your saying and mightest overcome when thou art judged.
So do you hear what Paul is saying? Paul is saying, now come on back to that 11 verse 22 again. So Paul is looking at a people, and he told them something. Look what he said again to a people, and we just got the marching orders from Mahdi of Israel, 1, 2, 3, 4. What advantage do y'all got Judah have? Much every way, because the word was given to Judah. So Paul went over there and found, and he's talking to Judah right here in this verse right here. And this is what he said to Judah in verse 22. What did he say? Listen good what he's telling Judah.
Book of Romans.
Come on, brother. How long did that happen? Now you're taking too long to get me going.
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 22. 22 reads, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of Yahuwah on them which fail, severity, but towards you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also should be cut off.
Mm-hmm.
You see what he's saying? So he's telling, listen, because you know what you're supposed to be doing. See, the reason you know what you're supposed to be doing. Now read the next verse.
11, verse 23. 23
reads,
yeah. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, should be grafted in, for Yahuwah is able to graft them in again.
So, because they had the mindset that was already, hey, Marie, they already had the mindset of St. John chapter 4. So Paul and St. John chapter 4, mother, see, they already knew this already. And Paul saying some things to them. But I know it's getting over a lot of people's head, but Paul said something to them with this in mind of their mindset. He says, mother, in the fourth chapter, he says something that we can read. St. John chapter 4, and let's see what he says that we can read. What did he say that we can read? Let's see where I want to start at, mother. Let's read what was said in verse number 9, 4 verse 9. Marie, what happened in 4 verse 9 of St. John?
St. John chapter 4 verse 9. Then said the woman of the Samaritan unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaritan? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan.
You see that? You see that? So that's the same mindset that we have today, that we think that we don't understand our responsibility is to teach the other nation. But we got some don't want to teach nobody but themselves. And that's the same mindset they had then, they got now. I'd be a woman of Northern Israel. You ain't got, Southern Israel ain't got nothing to do with us no more. So that's the mindset, and that's what Paul was bringing to the table. He said, now listen, Judah, you over here where the Northern Kingdom have broke away from. Don't you know you over there to get on about the business that what you were set up to do? Although they have broke away, but guess what happened? You been scattered for a reason. Now let me go another way at this. Let me go another way for a minute. Let's run to Isaiah 65. There, young lion. We're going to Isaiah 65, and we'll look at verse 1. Let me read a little bit. Now, listen to this. So with that understanding, so when Paul came to address the northern kingdom, he also had to remind the southern kingdom that you got to get that spirit out of you and get back on your job. Let's see what he say, Isaiah 65, verse 1.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 65. The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, I am salt of them that act not for me. I am fond of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. Verse 2, I have spared out my hand all the day unto a rebellious people, which walked in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. Verse 3, a people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificed in gardens and burned incense upon altars of brick. Verse 4, which remained among the grave and logged in the monument, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels. Verse 5, which say, stand by yourself, come not near to me, for I am righteous than you. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day. Verse 6, behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom.
Verse 7. Man said, that's good. That's good. That's good enough for time, sake. So now, so he says, the people that provoke me to anger continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what was they, how was they provoking him? What were they doing that provoked him continuously? Let's go to Acts chapter 19, young lion. And let's look at what we can read and pick at verse 10. And then we'll skip down to 17 to 28. And Mother E had me 34 to 35 waiting on me. Let's see what he says. He says, it's a people that provoke me. And you know how you provoke Yahweh? When you talking, but you ain't talking right. Let's see how did they provoke him that we can read. We're going to Acts chapter 19, verse 10 and 17 on to verse 28. And Mother, he held me 34 and 35 waiting on me. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 17 down to 28.
Read verse 10. 19, 10. Then skip down to 17 and 28.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 10, and then skip down to verse 17, and then to 28. Verse 10 reads, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of Yahweh the Son, both Jews and Greeks.
Ain't that something? Yeah. So you said they were way over there in Asia. So Paul was way over in Asia, and he was talking to the Jews and the Greeks. Now, you see what he was doing? He was talking to the Jews and the Greeks. All that point for a minute. Mother, dear of Israel, let's go to the 21st chapter behind that. He was talking to the Jews and the Greeks. All that point for a minute. So Paul, way over there in Asia, and you know, Paul, he kind of got beside himself. And 21, 27, and let's see what Paul did.
Yeah, 21, 27, and 28. Acts 21, 27 and 28. Verse 27. And when the seventh day were almost ended, the Jews which were in Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands upon him. Verse 28, crying out, men of Israel, help. This is the man that teach all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple and has polluted this righteous place.
Skip down to verse 37, because got an uproar going on at Mount Deb Israel. An uproar going on. What happened next? 37.
Verse 37. And as Paul was to be led into the council, he said unto the chief captain, may I speak unto you? Who said, can you speak Greek?
Good. So now, get down to verse 40, and what happened next? So now he got his license to speak. And because here, remember one thing. You remember when we read in the early book of Maccabees that they had to leave everything they had, and they had to take on to the customs of the other nations. And we read earlier that the Greeks was who again, now coming back up, young line, but just for identification, go back to the Greeks. The Grecians, again, in page 207, and find out who these Greeks is. Now, come back for identification, so some might be coming in late, and they missed the hit. So come back to 207, right, where it talks about the Grecians. Who are they really, these Greeks really are, that we can read? And 207, who are these Greeks that we can read out of the Compact Bible Dictionary on page 207?
Okay. Read out of Compact Bible Dictionary, page 207. Greeks.
Well, pick it up where it says 16. We'll get right to the point. Just come on down where it says 16. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Grecians were Greek-speaking Jews.
You see that? So that's who they were. See, that's who they were. See, you know, these was the ones that, you know, of the dispersion. These are the same old Israelites. Ain't no difference between you, but you just misunderstood. Understood. See, so these Greeks right here, he said, can you speak Greek? Because these are the ones that have been disembobulated and lost, they inherited and all that kind of stuff. But some of them, they didn't. But some of them understood their language. So Paul going to address the one that do understand that through the day. Let's see what Paul said in verse 40. Now, Paul going to address the one that do understand. Verse 40.
Acts chapter 21, verse 40. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying.
You see that? So Paul, so who Paul speaking with in that Semitic tongue? He's speaking to the one that did know, and the one that did know had to ask the one next to him, but what is he saying? So Paul was speaking to the Israelites that knew their tongue, and a lot of them there that did not know their tongue. But Paul spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue, polluted for Semitic. And what did he say in 22, 1 and 2? Look what he called these Greek, these Israelites that was wherever they are over here in these parts over here. Let's see what he called them in verse 22, 20. 22, 1 and 2.
Acts chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. Men, brethren, and fathers, hear you my defense, which I make now unto you. Verse 2. And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silent. And he said.
You see that? So Paul brought them back to the temple, and he brought some Israelites that was over in Asia. Paul was doing his job. He knew he was trying to get them. So he tried to get them to come back and hear who they really are. It don't differ between you in Asia, you Jews and you Gentiles over there, was really called Southern and Northern Kingdom that was scattered. And we're going to find out more about that in the next lesson to come. So that's what Paul was going to get. Paul was sent to go get the Gentiles that didn't understand who they were and the children of Israel didn't understand what they were and bring them back to the understanding of their responsibility. And that's why he looked at Judah eyeball to eyeball in the 11th chapter and said, hey, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Do you know the reason why you scattered in all these lands? And that's the point we're trying to bring out right now. We're going to try to touch on that just a little bit. Let's come back and find out what the Northern Kingdom was doing and the Southern Kingdom was doing. Acts chapter 19, this is mean by they provoke him to his face daily. Acts chapter 19, young line 17 down to verse, Mother E, have me verse 34 and 35 in the closing statement waiting on me. Come on.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 17 down to 28, verse 17 reads, and this was known to all the Jews and Greeks, also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of Yahweh the Son was magnified. Verse 18, and many that believed came and confessed, showed their deeds. Verse 19, many of them also which used curious arts bought their books together and burnt them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver.
What did you see? A lot of them, once they found out, hey, man, we've been had. They said, look at it. All that worse than Satan the devil, we here in the real deal. So that's why we keep telling you, we got to meet the people and let them hear the real deal, but we got to have the real deal down pat. Yeah?
Verse 20.
21. Go ahead, 20.
20. So mightily grew the word of Yahweh and prevailed. 21.
That's right.
After these things were ended, Paul proposed in the spirit when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also be Rome. Verse 22. So he sent to Macedonia two of them that minister unto him, Timothy and Orestes. But he himself stayed in Asia for a season. Verse 23. In the same time there arose no small stir about that way. Verse 24. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, bought no small gain unto the craftsmen. Verse 25, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, sir, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. 26.
Hey, you hear that man just say it? He's look here. Hey, Paul, you over here messing around with my money. You know, this good Christianity and all this good stuff, this make up plenty of money Sunday. You can't even get his thing up that like that. No. Hey, Paul, you messing with our money. Hey, we got these old Israelites over here and everybody else worshiping this old curious art. And that's how we make our money, with these crosses and these electric chairs around your neck. That's how we get down. See?
Mm-hmm.
So I keep telling you, it ain't gonna be no cakewalk. These people make money off that paganism. That Lord God and Jesus get their plenty of money. Huh? And them gay clothing on with no fringes?
Yeah.
You think it's gonna be easy? No. Verse 26.
Verse 3. Moreover, you see in here that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, and Paul has persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no Yahweh, which are made with hands.
Mm-hmm.
So that not only this, our craft.
Well, hold on. Y'all lying. No, I got to have it, but you won't let me get good and happy. So you see, they see all this paganism they got going on. They love people. What they got going on today? You know, this ain't going to, you see what I'm saying? That's how we get out. We don't make them, the crosses hang around their neck and all that paganism stuff going on. We make money off of this thing here. So you think you're going to bring up some YHWH and all that? No. We're going to fight you. See, we're going to fight you with this thing here. That's what they keep telling you. We get paid for this Lord God and Jesus thing here.
Mm-hmm.
You try to tell them we got to use some Yahweh. Verse 27
reads, so that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great Yahwadris, Diana, should be dispersed, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship.
Ain't that something? He said, everybody got this old pagan, there are all these false Yahwahs going on. She said, look at, we make money off this Diana over Thesia. This woman with all the breasts, the woman got about 30 breasts on her. We make money off of this thing, Paul. Paul, we are with generations of money. We got Judah, and we got Israel, northern, southern. We got them all up on this paganism. And you pull into my some YHWH. So Paul, I might whoop you myself, Paul. Go ahead and read.
28. And when they heard these things, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, great is Diane of the Ephesians.
Right.
29. And the whole city was filled with confusion. And had
that's good up for time's sake. That's okay. We'll get that. Read verse 30. Mother, come on in for 34 and 35. Mother, so listen. So you see, what we trying to tell you, that we got to get this thing right. And that's why Yahweh got all this land for us to get his thing right, put this school, banquet hall, and all this good stuff together to help our people understand that you've been duped with this Diana called Christianity today. See, so you're going to have this right. Look how people act in verse 34 and 35. How they act, Mother, you in the closing statement, how they act?
Acts chapter 19, verse 34 and verse 35. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice, about the space of 2 hours, cried out, great is Diana of the
Ephesians. Ephesians. Yeah. They do hard for 2 hours in Paul here. They harder than Paul here for 2 hours. You imagine a big old crowd of people hollering, great is Diana, great is Diana. Paul, you ain't going to take our woman with 30 pieces of chest on her. She got a nipple for everybody up here in the statue. 35.
Verse 35. And when the current clock has appeared, the people, he said, yea, men of Egypt, Ephesians. What man is there that knoweth not how that the city of Ephesians is a worship of the great goddess Diana, and of the image which fell down from Jupiter?
Ain't that something? You see that? Ain't that something? You see that? So you see, like when you see over there what we trying to do, and all the Jude and everybody else, you know, running to the liquor store and the Northern Kingdom down there playing the bangos and doing all, you know, we got a whole lot on our hands. So you see, this is the real deal. We got to make sure we got this right. Understand that one thing. Paul made a final statement that said, listen, he said, now, we're going to read in the tomorrow night lesson showing you soundly that Paul told him over there in that 11th chapter, verse 22. He said, listen, you forgot the reason why you in this captivity? You remember people calling the Northern Kingdom lost? How they going to get back? Unless you get back to what you supposed to be doing and then reach and grab them, because they ain't going to find themselves on their own. That's what Paul was saying in that 11:22. Mm-hmm. So, big job. Hey, mother, you don't leave it like that for time. Get ready to run out, and I'll just get ready to tighten up some more something there, but we'll get back on tomorrow. What's your closing statement behind that? Come on.
I'm just thanking
and
praising y'all for the class. Thanking and praising y'all for able to be in the class. And thanking and praising y'all for each and every one that's in the class. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Hallelujah. So you see, that's why we know when you're ready. Now, mother, D.F. Israel, let's look at what it says. And see, this is what Paul was saying when he was telling them, when you read that Romans 3. He said, you got advantage. See, you was given this word, Yada Judah. And and the Northern Kingdom just out of it. So you got to figure out a way to get them back. So Yahweh does some things to us to get you where they was at. Let's go to I won't do this, mother. D.F. Israel. Let's look at Zechariah, because this is Paul was saying in 12, verse 7 and 8. He was saying something in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. What was he saying? Zechariah 12, 7 and 8.
Okay. Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12, verses 7 and 8.
7 and 8, yeah.
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 reads, Yahweh also shall save the tent of Yahdah first, that the honor of the house of David and the honor of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. Verse 8, in that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Yahweh, as the angel of Yahweh before them.
So what he's saying? He's saying, like Paul was saying, he was telling Judah, let me tell you something, Judah. Do you know why you everywhere? Because when the Northern Kingdom broke away, you were worshiping the devil. Then you start acting up too. So Yahweh said, listen, we're gonna come back and read a little bit more of that later. But mother, give me 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. 22 and 23 in the closing statement. We're just a back away from this. We'll come back on again tomorrow. I'm telling you, there's a lot of information that we gotta paint the picture right. We ain't gonna bundle it all up. We just gonna paint it right. Give me 1 Corinthians 1:22. Down to 24 in the closing statement.
1 Corinthians 1:22-24. Verse 22. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. Verse 23. But we preach Yahweh the Son crucified unto the Jews, a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. 24. But unto them which are called both Jew and Greek, Yahweh the Son, the power of Yahweh the Father, and the wisdom of Yahweh the Son.
The one called Jew and the Greek, we don't leave that like that. Mother dear of Israel, yeah, I know this message kind of been kind of meaty, but the one called Jew and Greek, you got a job on your hand, because like we read earlier, the word Jew and Greek was not in the manuscript at that time of speaking. So he wasn't talking no Jew and no Greek. You're talking to Israel and Judah. They're scattered and lost their way, but now they're going to be found by the six anointed camps called voices of the true Israelite. Mother D of Israel, what's your closing statement behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Take in Ezra chapter 15, verse 20-22. Verse 20. Behold, says Yahweh, I will call together all the kings of the earth to reverence me, which are from the rising of the sun, from the south, from the east, and I don't know the word, Lebanon, to turn themselves one against another and repay the things that they have done to them. Verse 21. Like as they did yet this day, do yet this day unto my chosen, so will I do also, and recompense in their bosom. Thus says Yahweh. Verse 22. My right hand shall not spare the sinner, and my sword shall not cease over them that shed innocent blood upon the earth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So, you know, this is a long way to go, but we're going to do it as it unfolds itself. But hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother dear of Israel and Mother Eve. Now, what got to happen, young lion? Let's go to 2 Chronicles 20, 13-17 and 20. Let's start getting an idea of what must happen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 13 down to verse 17 and verse 20. You're on the clock. You're online. Come on.
Okay. The book of 2 Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 20, verse 13 to 17 and verse 20.
I'm in the wrong spot. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 13 down to 17 and 20. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 13, read. All y'all Judah stood before Yahweh with their little ones, their wives, and their children. 14. Then son Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite, the son of Asher, came the spirit of Yahweh in the midst of the congregation. 15. And he said, hearken you, all Yada Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says Yahweh to you, be not afraid, nor dismayed,
by reason or this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but Yahweh. Verse 16, mm-hmm. Tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jurael. 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand you still, and see the salvation of Yahweh with you, O Yada Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for Yahweh will be with you. Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
And they took early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tokyo. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Yada Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh, your Yahweh, so shall you be established before his fear, so shall you prosper.
Believe.
So, give me 15 in the book of Acts. So he's saying, listen, Judah, you got to have something to believe in that you can see. He don't tell you what to believe in. Believe in some Yahweh and believe in the man of Yahweh. He said, now, yeah, you're a pastor. But, you know, we just ain't going to understand that the only way back is an order about things on what you got to believe. Mm. 15, what it says in the book of Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15 reads, and to this agree the words of the seer, as it is written.
So, give me Issachar's boy, but Job, in 11, verse 7. Something he said, so he tell you what to believe. And you got a sitting seer as we speak. And the six anointed camps can help you. But you have to believe what you hear in our tape 145. Let's see what we got in Job 11, verse 7. What it say?
In the book of Job, Issachar's boy, chapter 11, verse 7. 7 reads, can you, by searching, find out Yahweh? Can you find out the Almighty unto perfection?
He said, oh, why? You think you can find out Yahweh without the six anointed camps? Huh? You think you can find out something? Let's go to Romans chapter 11, 7 through 15, and we'll close out with this. 7 through 15 and 33. Let's go and Romans chapter 11. I need to get more in it, but I can't do up on this lesson. We'll leave it. No, WCC, that's enough. Hey, Romans chapter 11, 7 through 15 and 33. Listen good.
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7, down to 15, and verse 33. The book of Romans.
Yeah, what
chapter,
it say?
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7 reads, what then, Israel, have not obtained that which he seek for, but the election have obtained, and the rest were blind. Verse 8, according as it is written, Yahweh has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Verse 9. And David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Verse 10. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Verse 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Yahweh forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provide them to zealousy. Verse 12, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more therefore, 13, For I speak to you Gentile, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Verse 14. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of Yahuwah, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out.
Give me Wisdom Solomon chapter 8, verse 5 and 14. Wisdom Solomon chapter 8, 5 and 14. Now look what the man said. He says, a casting away of them is the riches of the world to the Gentiles. What do you mean by casting away of them? Who got cast out in 70 A.D.? For what reason? Same reason Paul. When they got wicked in 70 A.D., they've been cast to every nation upon the sun. Why? Because the northern kingdom over there, they ready to come back, but they don't have no teachers. So the reason you cast out of every nation out of the sun where they at is to get them back to come back to and show them where they lost everything they had when they walked away from Judean. Now Judah been sent over there through their wickedness, but they had the word to put the word back in you, and that's why we're on the scene today. Take care again tomorrow on that. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 8, 5 and 14.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 8, verse 5 and verse 14. Verse 5 reads, if riches be a possession to be desired in this life, what is richer than wisdom that works all things? Verse 14, I shall set the people in order, and the nations shall be subject unto me.
Ain't that something? You know, this Bible is the greatest mystery in the Bible, and you just heard a pure mystery in 145. We're going to leave it like that. We'll touch on it again tomorrow. Young line, closing statement is all yours, and come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read His word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for being able to meet the spirit and learn the spirit Israel of the Roy. Thank you, Yahuwah, for a wife and children that has given me the grace for the helmet under the Torah instructions. Thank you, Yahuwah, for our elders and our mothers, our teachers, and all our brothers and sisters in the 6th Anointed Camp. I want to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahuwah. Verse 10. Which say to the seer, see not. And to the seer, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, what you mean? Go ahead and keep talking. No, we're going to talk tomorrow. You can turn this thing off. We'll get back on tomorrow. Now, do you hear the man saying? So what Paul was saying in that verse, that 11th chapter, he said,